Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, it's 7:27, and the most valuable person on the planet. Heavy honor. I mean, this is a lot of pressure. And for people that don't know, the most valuable person on the planet on Tuesday, if they can't fulfill their duties as the most valuable person on the planet, till Wednesday, the most valuable person on the planet from Monday gets to take their award. It's all in the manual. This morning's most valuable person on the planet is Brian Wallach. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
I read about you yesterday, and I was touched by your story, and I can't tell you how impressed I am with your heroism, considering what you're facing. At 37 years old, diagnosed with ALS with a little baby and another one on the way, and now you're out fighting for others, trying to make sure that everybody knows what's going on and raises as much money for the cause. Does that kind of sum it up?
That does. And by the way, Steve, I will apologize if I cough. The one part that was not in the story is, around the same time as we got the ALS diagnosis, I actually found out I was allergic to our 15-year-old beagle hound mix as well, so it was that nice double whammy.
Oh, that's just not fair on any level. Now, now look, you want to add $100 million in new funding for ALS over the course of the next two to three years. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, I think as you saw in the story, one of the things that's been really difficult about sort of diving into this fight is there are so many incredible groups out there, so many incredible patients out there that have been fighting to find a cure for ALS, and yet over the years they haven't gotten the traction, besides the Ice Bucket Challenge, which I'm sure many of you guys remember, sure, to actually raise the funding needed to bring about a cure. The part that is new because of Ice Bucket, in fact, is that we are actually really close to finding a cure for this thing. All we need to do is actually get additional funding, additional eyes, additional advocates, and we can actually change the course of this fight.
Where are the best doctors, and where's the best? I mean, we know Chicago is such a great medical community, and you guys are in the burbs here. So do we have great doctors here working on this, or are they somewhere else?
We have great doctors here, and actually, you know, IMALS, the website's going to launch later today. We're partnering with the Les Turner ALS Foundation.
Sure.
You know, the ALS Association, MDA, these amazing groups out there that help fund clinics at Northwestern, at Johns Hopkins, at Mass General, out at Cedars-Sinai. There are actually a lot of great ALS doctors across the country. Part of the problem, though, is that they're out there fighting every day, and they get a fraction of the resources that other disease areas get to fight these incredible fights.
Brian, it's interesting because you spent time in the Obama White House. You were an Obama staffer. You have experience with political campaigns. And the article we read talks about how you want to use that experience to help raise awareness and raise funds to finally get to a cure. How do you do that? How do you use those skills for this challenge?
One lesson that we definitely took away from the 2008 campaign, and I say we because my wife and I actually met on that campaign, is that everyone out there in this country, and you guys talk about this all the time, carries some burden with them. What they, you know, hope and what they want is that people will actually listen to them and build something that actually speaks to them. And that's been our goal with IMALS. We spent the last year really traveling the country trying to find out what was going on in the fight, what was missing, and how we could actually build a movement that helps energize and empower those that are living with the disease to actually become leaders in the fight, and helps bring this fight to those who have yet to realize that if they join us, we can actually cure this. And for us, that kind of grassroots, collaborative, all-in-together concept is at the core of what we're trying to do here. And, you know, we hope that we're able to replicate the success of 2008 and actually get people to invest in this and actually, through this initial investment, lead to cures, not just for ALS, but also for Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these other sort of significant neurodiseases that have scientific ties to each other.
Brian, I know it mentioned that when you initially found out about your diagnosis, your daughter was a week old, your second daughter, and you weren't thinking about the, you know, raising money. You were just trying to grasp what life would look like. But now this week, you're you're launching the website, and then you're also going to spend the next year trying to spend time with your daughters, date nights, walking your dog, weddings. I think that's incredible perspective, given the situation and taking on this challenge. How did you come to that?
You know, I think like all ALS patients and others who are fighting terminal illnesses had a period of time where you sort of look around and think the world has come unmoored. And for us, and me in particular, as you watch your kids grow up, as you watch your friends, as you watch others struggle with, you know, whatever's going on in their life, you realize that there's plenty of time later to be upset, plenty of time later to be mad, but you have to find a way to embrace the unknown. You have to find a way to keep hope at the forefront of what you're doing and to enjoy every minute because, you know, we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that means that you have to really embrace today. And for us, you know, that means being able to do all these things because life is short, but it's also amazing. And, you know, the more we can do to embrace that in every facet, the happier we can make every day that we have.
You know, you are an amazing guy. You really are. And your wife sounds like she must be amazing as well. It's Sandra, right?
Correct. And, you know, like many out there, I definitely married way above my pay grade.
Yeah. Well, your perspective is nothing short of amazing. And you touched on most of what I was going to steer you towards. But if somebody, and there is somebody in this audience that's going to find out about, an ALS diagnosis today. And I'm sure the first part of this is confusing and scary and dangerous and all those things that you've already gone through. So what do you tell them to get to where you are? Because I know initially your doctor said you might have 6 months. Well, you've gone way beyond that.
We have. And, you know, I think the one thing I would say is you are the same person today that you were yesterday. And tomorrow you will still be the same person. You know, what we hope to do with IMALS.org and what we hope to do with our campaign is be able to bring people together, those who are just diagnosed, those who've been in this fight for years, help them understand what this new pathway means, help them understand how to embrace the moment, both the bad ones and the good ones, and become stronger together and ultimately change the path of this thing. And we've been incredibly fortunate to bring in some phenomenal new partners, you know, from Skadden to Ipsos to Inspire to Quadrant, who are helping us kind of take what we learned and build it into something that really can hopefully help others.
IMALS.org. The website looks great, by the way, and simply go there, sign up, and help. That's all. And count your blessings because we have nothing to complain about. If you're not complaining, what do we have to complain about, my friend? Thank you for being a hero.
Well, thank you guys for shining a spotlight on this and for everything that you do. We're grateful.
All right. All the best. And I know we'll talk again.
There you go.
Top that.